This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. All right, today's episode, I've got four simple productivity techniques that you can utilize to improve your productivity. You can begin these as early as the moment you listen to this episode. Let's just dive right in. It's going to be a quick, powerful productivity-based episode. Four tips to boost your productivity. Tip number one is the index card method. Now, this is a method that I use almost every day where before I go to bed, I just take out a fresh index card and I write down my top 3 to 5 things that I need to get done the following day. And then I lay that down next to my sink so that I see it as soon as I get up in the morning. As I'm brushing my teeth, I can go over it. Boom. Do this. Try it out for a week or more ideally, but at least a week, and see how much it boosts your productivity. Just jot down before you go to bed every night, grab a fresh index card, write down, boom, this is my number one thing I got to do tomorrow. Boom, number two, this is my number two thing I got to do tomorrow. Boom, number three, just write down your top 3 to 5 things and then try like hell to get it done the next day. But keep that in front of you. That's the reason why this is such a powerful technique. It sounds so simple, but just having it with you, it's portable and it's visible. It's just a simple index card. You just wrote down what you needed to get done. Boom. And then you just put it in your pocket, carry it with you. And then on the back of the index card, if you need to jot down notes for later, you can do that. So that's the first method. Very simple. Very simple. If you're not doing anything, if this sounds so simplistic and so common, my question for you is, are you doing it? Are you writing down what you need to get done on a daily basis? And if you're not, then this might be a great way for you to get started. A simple index card. A fresh one every day, write down your top 3 to 5 things that need to get done. Tip number two, productivity tip number two is the ease in, ease out method. I call it the ease in, ease out. Sometimes it can be tough to get started on a task or a project or something big, and you know, we end up procrastinating. Now with this method, the ease in, ease out method, you just spend 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes tops doing something easy, right? Or doing a set of easy tasks to kind of warm up, right? Think of it as exercising. You warm up in the gym with some lightweight and then you get onto the heavyweight. So you stretch a little bit before you go out running and then you start running. So this is kind of like stretching for productivity, but at work. So you ease in by spending 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes tops doing something easy or doing a bunch of easy tasks to warm up. And then bam, you tackle your big gun. You tackle your most difficult project and you do so for a time block of at least 3 hours, right? And then you've worn out your brain, you've worn out your muscle, and then you ease out with another 15 to 20 minutes, 30 minutes tops of easy tasks to transition yourself out of that high intensity work mode. So that's tip number two. The ease in, ease out method. Ease in with something easy and then work on that really tough, that big thing that you need to get done for the day and then ease back out. Now, the third productivity tip that I have for you is called a later list. Now, I don't know about you, but oftentimes as I'm moving about throughout my day or while I'm working, I get different ideas or I get different things that I know I need to do and my brain reminds me or I get an idea or whatever and I tend to want to get it done right then and there. But sometimes what happens is if I get that idea or I have that reminder and I haven't written it down somewhere, I'll tend to want to just dive right into it then and there, and then I get lost in doing something that doesn't really matter. And if I had not gotten lost, I would have continued to be able to focus on that most important thing that I'm trying to get done, the project I was working on before I got that idea that distracted me. So a solution for that, if that happens to you, is to create a later list, just a separate list where anytime you're working, right, say you're working on something really important, you're pounding away at some presentation or you're writing up something or you're working on whatever, and then boom, an idea comes up in your mind, just bust out your later list, jot it down real quick, because then your brain knows, hey, I can get to this later, and then get back to what you're doing. That way you can release it, because it's all about releasing it. The reason why we pursue ideas and small things and non-urgent items and stuff that really doesn't matter, that's not really contributing to our highest point of contribution, right? Whatever most important thing you're working on for the day, and you have a distraction that pops up out of nowhere, the reason why we often pursue those distractions is because our brain doesn't have a trusted place to put them. So if you just have a simple later list to jot down whatever things come up in your mind as they arise, then you free that bandwidth in your brain to continue working on your top priority for that day or for whatever period of time it is that you're trying to work on that thing. So that's tip number three, the later list. And then finally, the fourth tip that I have for you, very simple. It's called batch tasking. This is when you batch similar tasks like phone calls or emails or errands, grocery shopping, stuff like that, all together. Now, I tend to do this stuff during the PM hours where I don't need my creative capabilities. My brain doesn't need to be optimized and working at peak performance, right? This is stuff that you don't need much energy or creativity for. So batch tasking, or it's stuff that can be batched together, right? These are things that phone calls, emails, I call this admin time / batch tasking time, where you can just do a bunch, jumble a bunch of things together that don't really matter too much, but you know you need to do, and crank them all out. Whether it's a list of phone calls, whether it's checking your email, whether it's going grocery shopping, whether it's looking online for something, whether it's researching, you can batch task those things together and crank them out in a single session rather than being interrupted by them all throughout the day. You get what I'm saying? Say you need to make 4 phone calls today. Well, instead of making 1 phone call at 8 a.m. and then stopping work a little bit later and breaking your focus and doing another phone call at noon and then another one at 1, hey, why not just choose a time, a 45-minute block of time, and say, bam, I'm going to crank out these phone calls right here, right now, within this 45-minute time block, bada bing, bada boom. That's an example of batch tasking. And the reason why it's so powerful is because it allows you to stay focused. Because every time you break your focus, did you know that it takes about half an hour for you to get back on focus? I'm talking about priorities here. If you're working on a top priority item and then you have to break your focus on that item to make a phone call or to check your email or to look at your phone, then it's going to take you about half an hour to get back into focus mode. So that's where batch tasking can become incredibly helpful in terms of being more productive throughout your day. So that's what I've got for you. 4 super simple techniques that if you haven't tried and you do try, will massively improve your daily productivity. That's index card. Grab yourself an index card and write down your top 3 to 5 things you got to get done every night for the next day before you go to bed. The ease in, ease out method. Spend a few minutes doing something easy, dive into your big, hard priority focus block for that day, and then ease back out. Have a later list with you all the time and batch task things that are similar to one another. Bada bing, bada boom. Go out there every single day, live like you give a damn.
Yo, it's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.